Andrew, ladies first, we'll start with you. What were your holidays as a kid like? Did you go to the likes of Portrush, Port Stewart, Newcastle?
I went to Bangor and Portrush, and do you remember the best thing about it was the Musies, as the amusements are called for some reason.
The what?
The Musies.
I'd never heard them called that before. Have you just made that up?
Never heard.
The Musies.
No. You ask anybody, the amusements, Barry's in Portrush and in Bangor. I'm pretty sure there was a Barry's in Bangor way back in the 70s.
That must be must be a Tony phrase, Andre McVeigh. I've never heard that in my life.
The Musies. I bet you people will phone up. There'll be listeners who are familiar with that term, unless it was just like a McVeigh household thing, which would be a bit worrying. But yeah, the Musies going on. Do you remember that Shove Halfpenny thing? I mean, it was all part of it. You went to Bangor Seafront, you got candy floss, you went into the Musies, you played Shove Halfpenny, you did all the things, you went crabbing, you looked in rock pools, you poked about rock pools with a bit of a stick. I mean, stick a rock. I love those dummies. Do you remember the dummies that were just basically pure sugar?
Do you know who as an adult still does use those? Or does use, is that the right phrase? Eats those? I don't know what it is, but Stephen, actually, when he goes near those kind of places, will buy them, and I kid you not. John McCurrick, were you a fan of Poke by the Beach when you were younger?
Oh, lovely. I lived in Jersey in the Channel Islands after the war, and it was at a different age then, to Ballard's Base and Wands and all that kind of thing, all the sandcastles. The age is so different, Stephen, as you know. There's virtually no television, only a few people have television. The radio was the home service, light programme, and maybe the third, I forget what the other one was called. And there was no sort of machines and all that kind of thing. So you interacted much more. You had plenty of friends and person-to-person as kids and as adults. And it was so different to now, where people are sort of almost don't talk to each other so much, do they? They're on the machines and everything like that.
What do you think, John? There, a lot of young people, not even just young people, there's people middle-aged and that as well. They're chasing Pokemon, so they're not really talking to each other. They're not even looking at each other. They're playing on their iPhones, their iPads, their technology. They're talking to people maybe thousands of miles away as opposed to somebody sitting next to them.
I think it's very sad, the interaction that we don't get. And you get to know people so much better when you mingle and mix with them and all the different sexes and the races and everything mixing together is so much better. And it was far more involved in the past because you had to. There was no alternative. The football, there was only the FA Cup final, virtually the only match in the odd international was on the television. And I remember, for instance, seeing the Olympic Games in 1948, seeing it in the cinema. And it was exciting to see Fanny Blanca's Kern and that kind of thing at the Wembley Olympics in 1948, and just see it on the cinema, and the death of King George VI. These meant huge, huge events in a time when now, every day we have sensational news and dramas and all that kind of thing, and communications, but you're not interacting with people. I went to boarding school when I was six.
You went to boarding school, I can imagine that.
Well, I think the parents want to get rid of me. Yes, I think there was some truth in that, Stephen. But it taught you to stand on your own feet, to be self-assured, to not to blame other people, take responsibility for your own life. We don't have that now.
Okay.
It's mixing and enjoying other people's company.
Andrea, there's a whole list of things here. It's referring, this is not just in Northern Ireland, this is across the water as well. So seaside things we did now compared to 30 years ago. There's things on this like walked along a pier, built sandcastles, played on the two penny machines.
Yeah.
Is it a more innocent time back then?
Oh, absolutely. And as John said, you know, you'd go down as a child and you'd make friends with other kids on the beach and you'd end up playing with the ball or building sandcastles. It was definitely a more innocent time, but that's not always necessarily a good thing. You know, I mean, I think this whole Pokemon Go thing has its attractions and has its benefits. People are going out and they're meeting new people when they're going out and finding Pokestops.
And they're not, opposed to playing computer games inside, they're now playing them outside. So it's bound to be a slight benefit there in terms of getting a bit of sunshine.
There is a slight benefit, and I think kids still enjoy it. I mean, I know parents with young kids and the kids are still going out. They're playing with rock pools. They're walking along the beach, they're playing football on the beach, playing I Spy. I mean, families still play I Spy in cars, you know, and these things that we're supposed to be doing less of them. But I think that they're still there. People are still doing them.
Andrea McVeigh, thank you. John McCrurick, apparently going on a donkey ride on the beach, 64% 30 years ago, now down to 18%. So would you like to come over here and we could go on a donkey ride up in Portrush?
Well, I think the RSPCA would say something if they saw you and I on top of the donkeys, or the donkeys might object. Okay. Well, I mean, it's fantastic, wasn't it? It introduced people to animals and to life, not just to machines.
Okay, John McCurrick, thank you very much. That man thinks that it's Stephen he's talking to. I'll take that as a compliment.